always good to get a win, especially in the with the type of year that we've had so far. Yes, definitely was good. It was a little momentum going into this big game.
Lovey, what's happened since we saw you last year for the opener?
Last year?
No. What's happened since we last saw you, in the opener here? And, obviously I know you had high expectations and started off okay in spite of this game.
Yeah, just haven't performed the way I thought we would. We thought we would. We've been blown out a couple of games where we haven't played well and haven't deserved to win. Then we've had some close games where we just didn't make some plays at the end of the football game to win the game. So that's where we are right now. This final quarter of the football season is big for us. We still have high hopes for the season and trying to put a better product on the football field. Each week, we put a better product on the field this past game.
What have defenses been doing to kind of slow down Forte, unlike last year?
I'm sorry?
What have defenses been doing to slow down Forte after what he did last year?
It's hard to say exactly what teams have done. Of course, last year, a lot of teams didn't know about Chris or Matt Forte. But this year, whenever you're not doing things in the running game, you have to look, you have to, of course, look to Matt a little bit. Just the second year we haven't been as productive. You have to look at the offensive line a little bit. Just a combination of a few different things. Our passing game we haven't had a consistent passing game to take a little pressure off of him, too. So all of those things.
Well, how's Jay handled the expectations coming in and some of the ups and downs he's had this season?
I think like the rest of our team, it's been tough. Of course, a lot has been focused on Jay, but our football team hasn't performed the way we would like. Of course, the quarterback will get a lot of the blame for that, but Jay has come to work each week. He's been through some tough times, but, all players have to go through adversity. He has gone through his share. We have. Hopefully, we'll just see better days ahead. We see what we have in Jay, and, we have to, of course, do some things a little bit better to help the case a little bit, which Jay is working on each day.
Lovey, do you think you'll have Briggs this week?
We're hoping we'll have him. Lance is one of the best players in the league, and we'll need everyone to be able to compete with the Packers. They're playing great ball, offensively, of course, starting with Aaron Rodgers and the rest of the crew. So we'll need all of our weapons, and Lance is getting better, I will say, to these days.
Lovey, what have you seen from the Packers in terms of pass protection versus what you saw the first week of the season when you got them pretty good?
We were able to get a little bit of pressure the first time around. I know early in the year, teams were, but what I've seen lately is a pretty solid group. Haven't given up a lot of sacks. In the last quarter or so of the season. When you have a quarterback that is as mobile as Rodgers is, too, of course, that helps the case. But I see, right now it's pretty much, I know they've had a couple of injuries inside, but getting Tauscher back, we're seeing a lot of what we've seen from them in the past.
Lovey, as you look at your roster and your personnel, for the long term and the future, do you feel like you have a lot of holes that need to be plugged, going forward, maybe in the off season and next year?
I think you always want to improve. You try to improve in all areas, in the off season, but I feel good about what we have. We have, some good young players that we're playing right now. They'll only get better. When you bring in a new quarterback, a new marquee guy like that, of course, you would like for it to be championship ready, the offense to be championship ready right away, and everything takes a little bit of time, no more than, like the Packers went through last year a little bit. We feel like we do have pieces in place, though, to make a serious run, and not just offensively, defensively also.
What have you thought of Gaines Adams since you picked him up?
Uh, talented player. We have a few defensive linemen that we like that have played good ball for us around here. Sometimes you bring a player in mid-season, it's hard to really get them involved as much as they eventually will be. That's been the case with Gaines. Talented athlete will help us win a lot of football games. It's just win.
So you think he's got, what was he, like number 4 in the draft or whatever? You think he's still got that in him?
Oh, definitely so. You know, we wouldn't have made the move unless we felt good about what he would eventually bring to us.
Lovie, what do you think of the forecast for Sunday after the last 2 years of Packers-Bears games and the conditions they were played in?
Well, I don't know exactly what the weather is today in Green Bay, but I'm looking at the snow outside of my office right now. It's pretty cold, but that's what you expect. You know, when the Bears and the Packers play in December, you're supposed to play in the elements. That will definitely be the case this week, but we're both used to it.
What's been your philosophy in dealing with the cold? Do you practice outside every day in the cold, or do you sort of mix it up? Or you know, what's been sort of your philosophy on that?
I think the most important thing is for you to have a good practice, and you just have to decide what gives you the best chance to do that. I mean, if the fields are just, you know, unusable, you'll have to, of course, go in then. But when you play outside, of course, basic philosophy of us is to practice outside if at all possible.
What have you seen different from the Packers' defense since you saw them back in week 1?
Well, they were pretty good. You know, they got a lot of takeaways against us the first time. Played hard. I think it's been documented the type of season Charles Woodson is having. I would say the same thing that everyone else is saying. He's played as well as any defensive player. You know, he's played this year in the game, I think. Made a lot of plays for them. Front, you know, he's played well, of course, in the back end. I know it hurts losing a guy like Al Harris, losing Campman, but, you know, some of our young players have really stepped up, too. They're number 1 in the league right now, so, I mean, everything you're going to say is, you know, kind of starts with that.